Welcome to Mark and Friends. I'm your host, Donna Leland, and today it's part two of a conversation with David and Barbara Lehman. They are the authors of Hosannas Forever, Hymns of Heaven, and Our Pilgrimage. And we're just talking about hymns that help us fix our eyes on the end goal, and that's heaven. Well, David, let's start off with you again, and let's talk about another hymn that's really not that well known.
There's one called Jerusalem the Golden that is in some hymnals, but it was written by Bernard of Clainy, which was back in 1091. So it's pretty old, but it talks about the wonders of heaven that Revelation talks about. And
this monk who spent his entire life in the monastery actually wrote a 3,000-lined poem that basically translated on condemning the world. He was condemning the corruption and the evil of the day, but then right in the middle of that, of all of that, he wrote these beautiful words about Jerusalem the Golden, which I think highlights that hymn for me when I realized the context in which it was written. Revelation 21, I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. God himself will be with them as their God. That message to come out of that time is just, and that's a hymn I think that's been sort of set by the wayside at a lot of hymnals and not real well known, and we wanted to reintroduce it.
Donna, we also wanted to have this book appeal to multi-denominations and multi-cultures, including those who like bluegrass music. And there's some really wonderful bluegrass hymns about heaven. One of them is called Glory Land.
That song was a little bit hard to find. I think it's got some age on it, but I did get one of the recordings. It's got all the words, but not all that great bluegrass, banjo, and other instruments, but we can enjoy it. Here's the Primitive Singers.
If you have friends in glory land,
Up there we'll die no more. No coffins we'll be made up there. No.
What we're looking forward to when we get to heaven. No more crying, no more sorrow, no more death, no more decay. And that's something that we have, is that beautiful hope of heaven. And I'm so thankful that you're putting together this collection of hymns to help us focus in on that. Another one of my favorites is the Fanny Crosby song, Safe in the Arms of Jesus. And I've always appreciated Fanny. And that was a real turning point in her life when she basically went from just writing, you know, everyday secular poems to really begin to do her Christian hymn writing ministry.
Most of us didn't even realize that she had a baby, and but sadly it died. And she was married to Alexander Van Alstyne, gave birth to her only child, who died shortly after being born. And with deep grief, she never talked about it or told anyone if it was even a boy or a girl, and just said that God gave us a tender babe. But a man brought her a melody 10 years later named Howard Doan, and he hummed it to her. And she said, "Why, that's Safe in the Arms of Jesus." And she went to her room and prayed that God would give her the words quickly, and in 30 minutes she had them composed into this hymn called Safe in the Arms of Jesus, Safe on His Gentle Breast.
Safe in the arms of Jesus, safe on His gentle breast, there by His love o'ershaded, sweetly my soul shall. Voice of angels, for me.
about thinking about heaven right now? You know, it says, fix your eyes on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God, and that we are seated with him. So I look into some of the songs in Scripture and think, you know, they're singing that, the Song of Moses and the Psalms, perhaps. And it's kind of neat to think, isn't it, that we are down here singing hymns and praise to the Lord, and we're joining in the mighty chorus in heaven. It just kind of gives you the chills.
Yes, it does. And I, again, we're approaching an age, I think the older you get, the more you start thinking a lot more about heaven. And it's a wonderful place to be in life, I think. And I think these songs can help you on that journey. I think just reading the words, even if you don't sing, these are beautiful poems before they were set to music, most of them. And I just love the idea of a pilgrimage, that we're going somewhere. We're not there yet, that our real life has not yet begun. It is yet in the future. And we're now on a pilgrimage. We're not there yet. So that's kind of an exciting way to look at life, I think.
It is. And also, where we're going is home. We just took a trip to the West Coast, and we got on our pilgrimage on the Delta Airlines to go home. And I guess I'm glad we didn't go to heaven on that trip, but, you know, someday we will, and it may not be too far off. We're looking forward to it.
Well-noted theologian was recently asked by some composers, well-known composers, what kind of song should we be writing? What should be the focus of the music that we're writing? And his answer to them was songs of heaven. And I think there is basically in our hymn vocabulary a dearth of those. And I think we wanted to change that, to highlight these hymns, to help us all to focus more on, like you said, our real home rather than where we are and our problems here. We are just sojourners on earth.
What's another song that you'd like to focus in on during our time?
Bob Coughlin, who writes for Sovereign Grace, found an old French hymn called It Is Not Death to Die. And it's a wonderful text. Not death to die, to leave this weary road and join the saints who dwell on high, who found their home with God. It's not death to close the eyes long dimmed by tears and wake in joy before your throne, delivered from our fears. Oh, Jesus, conquering the grave, your precious blood has power to save. Those who trust in you will in your mercy find that it is not death to die. Now, there's a hymn for a funeral, don't you think?
Not death to die, to leave this weary road and join the saints who dwell on high, who found their home with God. It is not death to close the eyes long dimmed by tears and wake in joy before your throne, delivered from my fears. Oh, Jesus, conquering the grave, your precious blood has power to save. Those who trust in you will in your mercy find that it is not death to die. It is not death to fling aside this earthly dust and rise with strong and noble wing to live among the just. It is not death to hear the key unlock the door that sets us free from mortal years.
I would like to urge people who are both young and old, people that are young can profit from the thought that although they may think life is pretty good now, it's nothing for what God has prepared and is preparing for us. And he says, I go to prepare a place for you. Well, I think I'd like to see that place, don't you? And not only that, I need to know how I get to that, because it isn't for those who have rejected him. It's for those who have chosen him as their master and Lord and Savior. But those who have and who are approaching that time because of age or illness, this book can help you find comfort and hope and joy, even though that time is not far off.
We've been spending time with Barbara and David Lehman. They have written a book, Hosannas Forever, Hymns of Heaven and Our Pilgrimage, by Moody Publishers. Thank you so much, Barbara and David, for being a part of Mark and Friends.
Thank you so much for having us, Donna.
Yes, we are very grateful, and we pray for those who read the book that they'll find joy and comfort in it.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Mark and Friends, a musical edition. I'm your host, Donna Leland. Mark and Friends is a ministry of Great News Media. Thank you so much for understanding we are a listener-supported Christian radio, and we appreciate your support. Have a great day.